This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump has signed a spending bill that will keep the U.S. government open. But he also declared a national emergency, bypassing Congress to build a wall along the southern U.S. border. AP's Sagar Meghani reports.
Standing in the Rose Garden, the president said illegal immigration is an invasion of the country, and he's invoking executive powers to fight it. It comes after a rare bipartisan move by Congress to approve a compromise border security package that has little of the money the president's demanded for a border wall. He wants to move billions of dollars from other federal accounts to pay for it.
It's a great thing to do.
But one he knows will face legal challenges and bipartisan criticism for skirting Congress. The Capitol's top two Democrats say they will use every remedy available to protect Congress's constitutional power of the purse. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
Meanwhile, President Trump is hailing progress in ongoing trade talks with China, with negotiators set to meet next week in Washington as a March 1st deadline approaches.
We're taking in billions and billions of dollars in tariffs from China, and our steel industry now is an example. We tax dumped steel. Much of it comes from China at 25%.
However, AP correspondent Richard Lardner says the Trump administration has also granted hundreds of tax waivers to China and other countries.
The Trump administration, despite the president's tough talk on trade, has granted hundreds of companies thousands of exemptions from the tariff, millions of tons of steel from China, Japan, and other countries.
This week's high-level discussions were aimed at reaching a deal ahead of the March deadline for an escalation in tariffs on $200 billion worth of Chinese imports. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Acting Defense Secretary Pat Shanahan says it is time to expand the coalition that is fighting the Islamic State group. After meeting with coalition members in Germany, Shanahan said that much progress has been made against Islamic State in Syria and Iraq.
We have ensured ISIS no longer holds the innocent people of Syria or Iraq in its murderous iron fist. We have destroyed its ability to mass forces, and we have eliminated most of its leadership and significantly diminished its resources.
However, Shanahan said he would like to see more nations commit to the fight than the 79 currently involved. He said the aim is to reduce the threat of ISIS in broader areas like Afghanistan and the Philippines. President Trump had hoped to hear this week that the final pocket of Islamic State resistance, that is, had been crushed in eastern Syria. But militants remain in the village of Bakhuz, and an effort by U.S.-backed forces to take the town has been slowed by the presence of hundreds of civilians. NATO's Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg has called on Russia to destroy its immediate-range nuclear weapons and come back into compliance with the INF Treaty. Stoltenberg told a news briefing at the Munich Security Conference in Germany that dialogue is important, especially when tensions are high.
All allies are extremely concerned about the continued Russian violation of this treaty, that Russia continues to deploy new missiles in Europe, nuclear-capable missiles, which are hard to detect and which reduce the warning time.
The United States has announced plans to withdraw from the INF because of frequent Russian violations of the treaty. Russia has also said it will withdraw, but it has 6 months to change its mind. British billionaire Richard Branson says he's organizing a concert to help with humanitarian aid for Venezuela. On social media, Branson said the February 22nd concert would help raise money to bring global attention to what he called an unacceptable humanitarian crisis in Venezuela.
Nicolas Maduro's regime, which is responsible for this crisis, is currently refusing to allow any humanitarian aid into the country. We must break this impasse, or soon many Venezuelans will be on the verge of starvation or death.
The United States and several other countries have recognized National Assembly leader Juan Guaido as the country's president, but several other nations, including China, Russia, and Cuba, are standing with Maduro. And Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg has returned to the high bench after undergoing lung cancer surgery in late December. The 85-year-old justice had been involved in cases by working from home during her recovery. For more, visit our website. I'm David Byrd, VOA News.